Senior Story, Chapter 2, A Royal Scare. Royal, the farmer's newly acquired rooster, had just finished grooming himself in front of the broken mirror. With head held high and chest puffed out, he strutted into the chicken yard. As expected, every last leghorn ran over to greet the newest member. "He is a fine-looking bird. Oh, how his feathers gleam. He's a giant. No enemy will ever get past these claws and that beak." The yard was all a twitter with glowing comments as the flock gathered to introduce themselves. Except one. Henrietta was far too shy to say a word. "I don't know what to say to a handsome bird. He wouldn't hear me anyway. I'm so small, and why bother? I'll just stutter and say something terribly embarrassing." So Henrietta kept to the back of the flock. "Move back, you white legs," commanded Royal. "Give me some space." The chickens were stunned and more than a little frightened by his harsh words. "Now, listen up. I will be addressed as Royal. I was handpicked by the farmer himself to be in charge and expect you to respect my position as boss. Your job is to lay eggs. My job is to see to it that you do your job. The farmer has given me a special place in the barn. That is where I will be. Don't bother me unless it's important." The chickens stared in wide-eyed silence. Their slight bodies trembled. "Off with you. Go eat, exercise, and lay big eggs in the morning." He stormed back to his royal table, where he looked at his royal self and groomed his royal feathers. Horse was watching from the pasture. The happy, peaceful flock had been transformed into a fearful, tense brood of chickens overnight. Royal, the rooster, had unnerved every last hen in the chicken yard with his harsh demands. Before the hens could settle down for the night, he had them line up in rows of five and stand facing his throne, the table with the mirror on it. He made his expectations of each hen. "You will lay your egg no later than 6:40 each morning. They must be large, without a crack, and perfectly oval. I will begin inspections promptly at 6:45 a.m. Any egg that is not up to par will be pecked open and left for the farmer to discard. Do I make myself clear?" The chickens shivered and nodded. "Dismissed," shouted Royal.